Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Wherever you are hearing the sound of my voice, I welcome you to Affirmations Works. And I am happy that you have signed in today, that you are here, that you are here with me, that we can talk, that we can share, that we can get to understand, and that we can grow. Because that's really the purpose of this podcast, is to grow. And so, speaking of growth, I'm going to go a little bit off script today. And what do I mean by that? Well, normally I read a section from the Daily Word, which is a Unity publication. And then we kind of dig into it. So today I want to do something a little different. Today I want to just kind of talk to you from what I'm feeling and what I'm seeing and what I'm hearing and what I'd like to share. And what I'd like to share with you today is that I want you to be your authentic self. That's what I want. That's what I want you to do. That's what I want you to be. That's what I want you to hear. And it sounds so simple and it sounds so plain and so simplistic and childish. And why are we wasting time talking about being myself? Of course I'm myself. Who else could I be? Well, let me just tell you who else you could be. When we come into this world, we come as is. Kind of a blank slate, as you will, right? And then our first contact with who we are, or we should be, comes from who? Our parents, right? The people who love us, the people who are protecting us, the people who are feeding us, the people who are clothing us, right? The people who are giving us kisses and snugs. Those are our first contacts of who we should be. And their opinions weigh very heavily. And then our world expands and we go to school. And then I don't care what school you go to. I don't care if you went to the most elite private school or the worst public school. And everything in between, it doesn't matter. Because you know what you had in common? Teachers, instructors, coaches, counselors, principals. And all those people, whether you realized it or not, help form and shape your opinion of you. By telling you, good job. Or, ooh, yeah, no, you got to try harder. That didn't, you're failing, right? Or you're the star athlete. Or you're the person who can't even make the team. So those people come into our lives and they help shape who we think we are. And then we go off to college. And we get a little more extended version of high school, right? It's just a more step up elite version of teachers and counselors and other people who have opinions of us. But we're a little more elevated, but we're still taking it all in. We're still taking in all these messages that are coming from outside sources about who we are. And then we go off into the workplace. And in the workplace, we really get told who we are, right? Because we have what? Evaluations. right? They sit down and they want to talk about, you know, your workflow and what you're doing great and what we can improve upon. And all of those things subconsciously tell us who we are. We're winning. We're not winning, right? We're doing great. We're number 5 out of 10. We're going to just keep pushing to be number 1, right? Knock number 3, 4, and 5 out the box. You can be number 1. You can do it. Or you're never, yeah, I don't know. Have you thought of another career? You know? So all these messages are constantly coming to us that tell us who we are. And what I want you to do, what I really, really, really want you to do is sit quietly with yourself. Turn off your TV. Put down your phones. Put do not disturb on your phone so people can't even call you during your quiet time. And quiet yourself. Center yourself in silence. I assure you that the first few times that you try to do this exercise, it is going to be extremely difficult. But I want you to name me an exercise that you've done that wasn't extremely difficult at the beginning. Do you know how to roller skate or ice skate? Do you know how to ski? Right? Do you have any kind of exercise that you've done? Was it easy at the beginning? Was it something that you went, yeah, I got this? No, for most of us, it was not, right? So I want you to think of this time by yourself in silence in that same way. It is going to be difficult at the beginning because your mind wants to tell you what to do. Did you hear me? Your mind wants to tell you what to do. Listen to me. I'm talking to you. What about this commercial? And you got to figure out your bank and what's in your bank account. And did you check your savings? And did you pay the rent? And is the mortgage done? And da-da-da, da-da-da, da-da-da. And it goes on and on and on. And that's what the mind does. It just goes on and on and on. And while you're trying to be silent, that's what it wants to do. But you have to step back in charge of your life. And when you do that, you say, stand down. Is that a military term? I think that's a military term, isn't it? I think I've heard that somewhere. It's like, stand down, mind. Quiet. And you're going to have to do that over and over. This is not just a one-time deal. I don't know if any of you out there have children. If you do, you know what I'm talking about. You don't just tell a child one time, oh, don't do that. You have to tell them 2, 3, 4, you know. You do the same thing with your mind. It is going to be an ongoing suggestion, command, until the mind realizes that you will not give up authority over your life. That you are going to stand in charge of your life. That you are not allowing your mind or your body to be in charge of your life. And once it realizes that, it will quiet. So don't give up on that, because that is the place that you need to go, the silence, the quiet, the alone time. You need to go to this place to see who you are, because the only person that you know you are is through outside sources. Outside sources have told you who you are. Didn't we just name all those outside sources? Almost from the day you're born, right? And they're so ingrained in you. They've just become such a part of your skin that you don't even know that that may not be who you really are. So take some time, go into your silence, go into a place of oneness where you can hear the still small voice that speaks to you about you. And I'm going to just share this with you too, because it just came to me that I have spoken to people who have done this, and then they've gone in the gut side, they got the still small voice, and they kind of heard some, and not really like heard it like a voice, but they could feel it, right? And you know what? It scared them. They kind of became afraid. And so they didn't go back into like meditation or being quiet or being silent, because they were like, whoa, what was that? But that's your power. That's what that is. Do not be afraid of your power. Do not be afraid of your oneness with God, because that's your oneness with God. So take some time every day, you know, however you want to do it, it's okay with me. Some people say, I like to start my morning out with it. Some people say, I like to end my evening with it. It's okay. There is no right and no wrong. If you want to do it in the middle of the day, there is no right and no wrong. Your approach is your approach. But I encourage you lovingly to take quiet time for yourself to hear who you are. And until we speak, meet again, I wish you nothing but blessings.